A group of medical practitioners is calling on a Queensland university to reconsider its new chiropractic course. They warn that it could harm patients. In a letter to the University of Central Queensland, the doctors accuse the academics of engaging in non-scientific teaching based on pseudo-disciplines. The university is unrepentant. It's calling the attack part of a turf war by the medical profession against chiropractors. But a chiropractic academic from another university has told PM that the criticism is justified and the course does need urgently to be fixed. Michael Atkin has the story.
Medical reformer John Dwyer has gathered a group of leading medical professionals to plead with the university to reconsider its plans. The scathing letter is signed by the likes of cancer researcher Ian Fraser and AMA president Steve Hambleton. It condemns the university for allowing the teaching of techniques which they say ignores medical evidence and could harm patients. One sentence reads,
"We wonder if you've had a chance to look in depth at the nonsense claims so many chiropractors make for their discipline, among whom is your newly appointed head of chiropractic studies,
Dr. Steve Hambleton."
This course puts pseudoscience next to science. Subluxation theory, which claims that there's innate intelligence which controls all normal body functions. And some of those people are actually treating children for all sorts of things, including bedwetting, asthma, attention deficit disorder. Patients will be harmed if they don't get access to the best evidence.
Central Queensland University will offer the courses in chiropractic science from March next year. Professor Philip Ebrill is running the course and has been singled out for criticism. He defends the teaching of subluxation theory.
Subluxation theory will be taught because it is an emerging theory that's developing an amazing amount of evidence at new levels in support of some of its underlying principles. By having the body operate at its optimum, an individual can express their full ability to be able to respond to a whole range of challenges that life may throw at them, including things like obesity, lack of exercise, and lifestyle diseases.
Professor Philip Ebrill says the medical professionals are engaged in a turf war against chiropractors.
It always seems that when one discipline is really under the pump, the way that it deflects a lot of the negative press is by attacking another discipline.
AMA President Steve Hambleton rejects the claim of a turf war, saying he supports evidence-based chiropractic treatment. Dr. Bruce Walker is a chiropractor with over 35 years' experience at Murdoch University. He agrees that subluxation theory should not be taught.
Subluxation theory is not taught at Murdoch University and has been rejected by a growing number of chiropractic bodies around the world, including the British Chiropractors Association. It can't be measured. It can't be reliably identified. In reality, it's a theoretical construct. The public should, in fact, steer clear of that sort of practitioner.
Central Queensland University say the letter has given them a welcome opportunity to justify their chiropractic teaching. Professor Philip Ebrill denies it has been a PR disaster before a single lecture is held.
I think it's wonderful. I think it is absolutely fantastic that people know what the university is doing, that the university is open and honest and is presenting what it's doing with integrity.
But Dr. Bruce Walker disagrees, saying the letter is a significant blow to the university and needs to be taken seriously. He's also concerned it has damaged the credibility of the chiropractic profession.
The evidence-based practitioners within the chiropractic profession in Australia and around the world discuss this issue constantly and are growing tired of the number of practitioners that continue to use subluxation. It's old-time fundamentalism and there's no place for it in the 21st century.
Chiropractor Dr. Bruce Walker ending that report from Michael Atkin.